This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There was a study out today in the New England Journal of Medicine that might turn a very particular slice of healthcare economics right on its head. Conventional wisdom says that hospice care at the end of life will improve the quality of a person's final days and save some money in the process. It's cheaper, the thinking goes, to have a small team of caregivers in a gentler setting than a stay in the intensive care unit might be. In fact, the study says that for patients in nursing homes, hospice care meant nearly $6,800 more in spending per patient. From the help desk at the WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has more.
Here's the first thing you need to know about hospice care. Between 2000 and 2012, the number of people enrolling doubled. That's great, says Pedro Gonzalo, a healthcare economist at Brown.
Hospice does seem to bring value by decreasing, you know, like ICU utilization and feeding tube insertion.
Gonzalo, who wrote today's report, found in essence that hospice is doing what it's supposed to, which is decrease things like visits to intensive care and hospitalizations. You know, the expensive stuff. But here's the problem. At least for nursing home patients, those savings get gobbled up because people are spending longer and longer in hospice. Gonzalo says that's because more complicated patients are being enrolled, like folks with Alzheimer's, and it's hard to know how much time they have left.
Some person may appear frail, then after a few weeks go by, then they perk up again, and then they seem to be stable for 2-3 more years. It's just not easy to do.
But it's more than complex cases driving these longer hospice stays, which brings me to the second thing you need to know about hospice care. Spending has exploded from $2.9 billion to $15 billion in 2012. And some worry that hospice companies are taking advantage of long-standing payment policies, basically bilking the federal government. Nancy Harrison is with the Office of the Inspector General at Health and Human Services.
We found patterns that show that companies target patients with long lengths of stay and medically uncomplicated conditions who may offer the greatest financial gain.
Troubling issues that go along with a troubling trend of increased costs. Regulators in Washington have responded and hope to clamp down on this practice by changing how hospice companies get paid. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.